We shall be like him. James Smith, the love of Christ, the fullness, freeness, and immutability of the Saviour's grace displayed. We are predestined to be conformed to Christ's image, but now we groan, being burdened with sin. Now we are grieved because our tempers are so unlovely, our feelings are so carnal, our minds are so wandering, and our hearts are so depraved. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. We shall be exactly like him, in every sentiment, feeling, and design. Then selfishness will be forever done away. There will be no more rebellion in the will, hardness in the heart, wandering in the affections, guilt in the conscience, or blindness in the understanding, but every faculty will be perfect in holiness, and the whole soul filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We shall be like him, then we shall be perfect in knowledge. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. We shall be like him, then we shall be perfect in love. We shall love God perfectly and supremely. We shall love all who love Christ, even as we love ourselves. We shall be like him. Then we shall be perfect in happiness. Every wish will be gratified, every desire fulfilled, every prayer answered. We shall be like him. Then we shall be glorious. Is Jesus enthroned? We shall sit with him on his throne. Is Jesus crowned? He will give unto us an unfading crown of glory. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.